Jeff, are there any more ways that we can tell people about Patreon?
You mean patreon.com/weHaveConcerns?
Yeah.
The only way that this show is made possible?
Right. The entire way we fund the show and the way that people can get extra episodes and early episodes and all kinds of bonus content. Do you think we've done that all the ways?
We haven't done a musical version.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I bring a certain edginess to this thing that it really needs. You know, I'm so dark. My heart's as black as 1,000 midnights. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Kanata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Special hello. This is week two of our video test. If you're a patron, if you support us at patreon.com/weHaveConcerns, you get to see the test episodes of this show
You know what hand gesture I'm making right now.
As we bring this thing lurching horribly towards video. Only you can see it.
That's right. We really appreciate it. I mean, we say it at the end of the show a lot, but we should say it more. Thank you, patrons. Thank you. You make this show possible. We couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much for supporting us. And also thank you to all the people that send in stories. We get so many great stories. This story was sent in to
We get a lot of bad stories. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you guys.
You shouldn't. You probably shouldn't.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be realistic.
There's some garbage stories.
We get some wonderful stories, though. We appreciate every story you send in.
Yes.
Each one of you is like a child drawing a hand turkey and asking us to put it on the fridge. You know what I mean?
We love the hand turkeys
that you make.
I think, honestly, it's more like they are giving us content for the show.
They are
doing our jobs for us.
They are giving us hand turkeys for the show.
They're giving us actual turkeys to feed us. That's what it really is.
Wow. We get a lot of great stuff. We really do.
There are once or twice stories that are
we're not going to dwell on that
actual bullshit.
That we're not going to
actual
yeah.
false stories, but it's okay. Okay, so anyway, this story was sent to us by Ross Arment, who sent this story to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com, and this is a story about Google patenting.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, it's a small little company patenting smart contact lenses. So basically, this idea is this is a device, a contact lens that will replace your eye's natural lens, and it's, quote, injected in a solution that congeals and attaches to your lens capsule.
So this is like a cataract surgery. This is like the implanted contact lenses that we've talked about before.
Right.
Where they just slice out the lens of your eye and they put in a new lens. And it
yeah,
just goes,
it is called intraocular.
Yes.
So it is actually inside your eye. And I didn't know it had such a thing as a lens capsule, but I do. And this is what it attaches to. It attaches to your lens capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically.
Say capsule.
Capsule.
Why do you do that?
Because I like to have the liquid you.
Okay.
Because I got a degree in make-believe.
Okay.
And that's what we learned how to do.
Capsule. I like that.
So the crazy thing is, it's mainly made to correct your vision, to help
sure.
correct your vision, which is awesome. And I can't wait for it. I want this.
Yeah. There are beginning versions of this right now.
Right.
Like there are implantable contact lenses that you can get. It's very expensive. I've looked into it because like LASIK, you've got the LASIK.
I did the LASIK and it wore off.
Well, cause you get older and your eye changes again and things.
No one told me that when I got the LASIK, dude.
Nobody told me that I was slowly decomposing into a
yes,
corpse
no one
when
mentioned
I got
that.
LASIK.
When I was a young sprite just out of high school and I got LASIK.
What if every doctor was required by law to tell you that you were slowly aging and decomposing into a corpse?
That actually would be helpful.
That would be super helpful. It's just like, Jeff, you're looking real good.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Clean bill of health.
Thanks, doc.
Looking real healthy and strong. Do want to remind you that you are now at the peak of your physical condition, and from here on out, things will only get worse.
Oh. Well, is there anything I can do to...
No, you're dying. We're all dying.
Hmm. So, should I change my diet, or...
Keep everything the same. You're just going to get more and more diminishing returns for all of your effort to stay alive.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer, Doc.
Here's a lollipop.
Oh, a lollipop!
I'm out of red.
Oh, come on.
So if you get the ICL, the implantable contact lens, they can pull it out
right.
and then pop it back in.
And also, supposedly, this is like a more permanent solution. But that is not where Google is stopping.
No.
Google is not stopping
Why
at
would they
correcting
stop?
Your vision.
Why would they stop at good? Why wouldn't they go forward into good and creepy Black Mirror?
This, yeah, this is full on Black Mirror. If you've seen that episode where the dude like records, which is one of the best episodes of Black Mirror.
Is it Every Little Memory of You is, I think, the name
so
of it.
So good. So good. It's the one where he, you know, you can record video on your contact lens. And so everything you've ever done in your life is recorded and you can play it back and win arguments.
Yeah.
Say like, I did say that. See? So that's what Google is working on. The device supposedly includes, storage, sensors, a battery, and radio components.
That's not going to fit in my eyeball.
Oh, you're going to have to get bigger eyeballs, dude.
That's phase one of the surgery is a new front skull.
Yeah,
a new front skull.
We're all going to look like anime characters with doing, giant yeah, eyes.
What we're doing is a simple procedure to replace your front skull, which is a medical term that we all use all the time.
But I do get to retain my birth back skull,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And we will give you the front skull to do with as you will. If you'd like to get it bronzed, if you'd like
nice.
To... some people put it on a chain and a locket. It's a very large locket. We would have to install a new front neck.
Oh, I need a new front neck
yeah.
for the large front skull locket.
Yes.
Oh. But my legs will be able to support that weight.
Depends.
Oh.
Depends, but we can also give you a new front leg.
Oh, I can get new front legs?
Yeah, but what I actually recommend is an experimental procedure that gives you weightier back legs.
Oh.
So it evens out the mass of the skull that you're wearing in the front of your chest. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I use yeah. a little counterbalancing mm-hmm. action. I gotcha. I wouldn't want people to just look at my back and see a really old, gnarled back
no.
side. I want to have a well-rounded new me.
Yeah, exactly. This is all perfectly natural and it's part of evolution and nobody has a problem with it.
Thanks. This is the best news I've gotten since I was told that I was dying slowly over time.
So this thing has a camera, obviously. This thing has wireless, obviously. It's transmitting. You can probably record it on
yeah.
your Google phone or wherever the hell you want. You can put your vision up on your TV screen.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Listen to this line. This is my favorite line. It says, the internal battery, the one that will apparently live inside your eyeball, will draw power from what the patent calls an energy harvesting antenna.
Woo, Nelly. So,
what is that?
So, this is something that that there's been a lot of research done on before, which is like the transmission of electrical current through your skin, through your body. You are creating a certain amount of electrical current every day.
Yeah, that's where my life essence is going.
Exactly.
It's just seeping out through electricity.
It's slowly going dim.
Yeah,
as your doctor, I have to tell you.
I am I'm being very energy inefficient.
You were a 100-watt halogen bulb when you were born, Jeff.
Oh, yeah?
And now you're more like a 20 to 30-watt incandescent.
You're saying I'm a dim bulb.
Yo, boy. Hey-o. But yeah, so we're giving off a small amount of bioelectric energy all the time.
Yeah.
Let's power some shit. Let's hook some shit up, man.
Right in my eyeball.
Right
let's
in
just
your eyeball.
Use all that energy that's seeping out of my tear ducts.
There's nothing that makes me feel more at ease than knowing where we're going to seep my electrical energy from is my eyeball.
Oh yeah.
This is the most chill thing I've ever heard.
Google.
I have no qualms with this at all. You're just going to seep my literal life energy
yeah.
via my eyeball.
Via my eyeballs in order to power some cool connective technology so that my eyes are always connected to your eyes.
Can you get a discounted version that's ad supported?
Yes.
Just little pop-ups in your field of vision all day.
Yeah.
Just like, and you know, you have that one that one friend who didn't pay the $30 to remove the ads. And
yeah.
Just like, hardly even bothers me, man. You know, they don't really pop up when I'm living my, the important parts of my life. They mostly just pop up, you know, when I'm driving, when I'm not really
yeah.
paying attention.
No, do you know how fast you were going, sir? No. An ad for Viagra popped up right where the speedometer is usually.
Sir, I want you to know that state law says that you cannot use pop-up ads as an excuse for breaking traffic laws. And you probably know this already.
Honestly.
Because there's a pop-up ad that we put in your vision.
Oh, that's what that meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was I was driving by, and I thought that's what the turnoff was that sign that said, no pop-up ads. I thought that was the turnoff, but it turns out that was an ad itself.
That itself was an ad.
It's kind of ironic.
I also am not really in front of you.
Oh.
Yeah, we're saving a lot of money this way.
Oh, well, that's nice. So
yeah, I'm just a hologram.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute! We still have all of your information, stupid! You dim bulb!
You should never connect your eyes to the police department.
Never connect your eyes to the police department. Never connect your eyes to Google. Yeah. Google's, I mean, look. We're very aware. We're very aware of how much Google is harvesting from us data-wise every
day. I want
day.
Them to call this product Google Oogle. Google Oogle, right? Because of the eyes.
What's the matter
eyes?
With you?
That's your eyes.
What
do?
Is physically wrong with you?
I'm seeping a lot of energy out of my tear ducts right now.
Here's what's crazy to me about this. I mean, aside from all of the horrible cyberpunk dystopian things,
right?
Hijacking.
Mm.
Hijacking's gonna happen.
Oh yeah.
Stealing data from you is gonna happen. Government surveillance. All this crazy shit. I mean, sure, there's a lot of that stuff going on.
Sure.
Recording people without their permission.
All that stuff writes itself.
Yeah. We all know this stuff.
Yeah.
What's really interesting to me on a much more realistic happening right now level is Google doesn't have a working prototype of this.
No, and they got a patent.
And they got a patent. There are three companies in the last 2 weeks that I've seen get patents on this exact sort of technology. Sony did it.
Mm-hmm.
Google did it. And I want to say, didn't you say you saw Amazon did it or somebody did it?
Well, no, I was having a conversation actually with a guy who used to work at Amazon just recently. Mm-hmm. I won't say who, but
Steve Amazon.
I said I wouldn't say who.
And he's given up the company. He's given it all away. He's going to wander the earth.
Just
he's rejected his birthright. And
poor
now,
Steve Amazon.
No.
His father's going to be so disappointed.
But he doesn't care, man, because he's finally free.
But once you're born in Amazon, you should be
like
in Amazon.
He's free like 2-day shipping.
He's gone full prime.
He's gone full prime. Stephen Prime is what he calls himself now. It is I, Stephen Prime. What sort of powers do you have? None?
Nothing.
That's just a cool name.
Yeah.
And I know where I understand
also,
why you would expect me to have powers. And I get that, and I'm sorry that I don't have any.
Yeah.
But
I brought my banjo. I can play some Prime music for you.
Oh, nobody wants Prime
nobody
music.
Nobody wants that.
But none of these companies. Yeah. So you
no. So yeah.
Amazon.
So this guy works for Amazon, or used to work for Amazon, and he would say once a month they would have a meeting where all the employees of a certain level got together, and the company just said, "What are the ideas that you've had this month that we can patent? We have no intention to make them or do anything with them. We just want to acquire patents for ideas."
Yeah.
So you lay out these things. And you're like, well, I thought of this and I thought of that. And they're like, yeah, we can patent that. No intention of making it. They just want to own patents.
Yeah.
And it's fucking broken, dude. That patent system in our country is garbage.
It's so bad because right now there are – to get these two patents through for Sony and Google to get these two patents through, they had to think of two – theoretically different ways,
right,
to create this contact lens camera. They'd had to create two theoretically different ways of how it connects.
And both of them are science fiction.
Neither one of them works. They're theoretical. But because of this, if some enterprising person actually makes this technology,
right,
they have to give it to Google or Sony.
Right. All it is,
they have to think of a third theoretical way to make this work that doesn't infringe on the other
exactly.
two theoretical garbage non-existent ideas
all
that
this
have been
is,
patented.
It's litigation insurance.
Yeah.
It's protection against being sued or the opposite, which is the ability to sue someone else. And that's all the patent system is at this point, is large groups or even these patent trolls, which are small groups mm-hmm. that acquire these patents and have no intention to do anything other than litigate with them. And it ruins the whole concept behind patenting anything in the first place.
I mean, here's what the crazy thing is. I mean, they do this clearly so, you know, if somebody does try to come up with this in the future, they already own it.
Right. Or if someone says, hey, we're going to sue you because of this, they go, no, we had patents for these 12 things that are similar.
So it's totally fine.
Yeah.
So, but the, you know, here's my thing about it is like, say some enterprising young person does make this workable version of the contact lens. It's already far-fetched that a small like somebody working on their own these days, like it's very rare that somebody working on their own actually
right.
leapfrogs one of these giant tech companies.
Right.
But if this person did, they basically just have to give it away now. Whereas like, what does it hurt Amazon or Google or one of these companies to actually just like not patent it? And then when somebody invents it, just come in and buy this person out. Anybody who comes up with an invention like this on their own these days gets bought out anyway.
Right.
Unless you're like, unless you're Elon Musk, but Elon Musk sold eBay and PayPal before he was able to things on his own, you know?
It's because these guys that like, you know, we had this whole thing with podcasts not too long ago, just a couple of years ago now, where these guys were like, we had an idea for what turned into the podcast, and it was only tangentially related, but they had a patent for a thing that was sort of like what a podcast was like distributed over the internet.
And they were suing, like, I remember they got together.
They were suing
just looked
Adam
at
Carolla.
Who's making money.
And,
Adam Carolla, Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Like, who are the four people that are making a living?
Right. And they're like, we'll just try to extort money out of them.
Yeah.
And that's what it has become. And it's the same thing with these big companies. You know, I want this thing to be a thing. I think it would be awesome to have a contact lens that both corrects my vision and does lots of other cool things. It makes me superhuman.
Well, because with a press release like this, for us, for the public, it's the same as reading a short story.
Right.
It's the same as reading a sci-fi short and being like, this is what the future is going to look like. Like, we get that same kind of like boost, like high, like, oh my God, it's coming.
Yeah.
But it's not a short story. It's somebody like trying to control the future.
Yeah.
It's actually one of those weird dystopian short stories masquerading as a short story about the cool shit that we get.
Yeah, it is. It sucks because I think that these kinds of just broad patents, I think the whole system needs to be overhauled, and it's really disturbing, I think, on a fundamental level of how ideas are commoditized in this country.
The only way for somebody to make an idea work on their own now is to work in a field that nobody cares about. You know what I mean? Think about like Palmer Luckey, right?
Yeah.
Think about Palmer Luckey was just like, I'm gonna make a VR helmet. I'm gonna make an Oculus.
Yeah.
Because why not? Nobody else is doing it right now. We've all left it behind except for me.
Right.
I'm a weird dude. I don't wear shoes, and this is all I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
Right. But even he, once things started getting real, just immediately got bought.
Right.
Like, is there a place now for somebody to innovate and come up with an idea on their own?
Well,
I mean,
the whole internet culture, the whole startup culture is make something interesting enough to get purchased.
It's apps, right? Like, you make something
so that somebody gives you money for that thing, and then you can stop having to make that thing.
Yeah, the dream is to sell your dream. Like, that's where we've gotten to.
Yeah.
My dream is to create my dream and then offload it to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't have to actually make my dream. I can just make the idea of my dream that is so interesting to people that they'll want to buy it and make it for themselves, or buy it so that I don't make it.
Yeah.
Which is even worse when it's purchased so that you will stop. You know?
Yeah.
Just, we
it
wanna...
turns out, excuse me, hi, are you Jeffrey Cannata?
That's right.
Did you have a dream last night about a hoverboard?
Yeah, I have a dream every night about a hoverboard. You can bet your ass.
Yeah. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Phileas Zyrus. I'm the dream broker.
Oh, my goodness. The dream broker.
Yeah, I control all dreams.
Oh.
It turns out that somebody else really wants to have dreams about hoverboards and feels like they will enjoy their dreams less. Their dream will be less competitive when they're talking about it in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
If you are also dreaming about hoverboards. So what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you, is I'd like to offer you one balloon payment of $75,000.
Oh, actually
please
money.
Please don't think about balloons. No, no.
Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
This is a completely separate deal that we'll have to talk about later.
I just imagined a balloon for
$75,000.
Don't imagine
a balloon. That's beautiful. No, I have $75,000.
In a balloon?
No, in a bag.
Oh.
I don't know why it's in a bag. You'd think I'd come with a check.
Yeah.
I'm whimsical. I control dreams.
My goodness.
All I want to do is remove hoverboards from your dreams forever.
Oh.
But you get $75,000.
$75,000, I can do a lot with that.
And you can hear about my client's dreams about hoverboards. He'll describe them to you.
Well, I'd love to get back to you on this. Can I just email you at allyourdreams.crushed?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Great. And if I could just reiterate, please don't think about balloons until the next time we meet.
Oh, man. You got me doing it again.
Like... Well, now this is a cease and desist.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So now we're going to court.
You own all balloon dreams? How did you guys get the rights to Balloon Dreams?
I'd like to keep these two areas separate, if that's okay. I'd like to keep our working relationship.
Oh my goodness.
If we can. And like, well, you know, I don't want to be bad balloon guy right now. I want to talk more about the hoverboard thing. We can deal with the balloon thing later in court.
Okay.
You can dream about court all you want.
I can't even picture court right now.
Literally, the only dreams that are left are court, the DMV, and your parents falling off cliffs over and over.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those are the three dreams that are left.
Those are the only ones that you don't own.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've done pretty well for myself. I'm not going
to
lie.
Cut to a guy in his garage dreaming about DMV. Someday, it'll all come true.
I think this technology is scary, and I'll place it in my eyeball, whoever comes up with it.
Yeah, we want it to happen. That's not even what we're talking about.
But I think the American patent system is garbage.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And it makes me sad.
It makes me sad, too. I mean, I don't know if this is an example of it. Maybe Google does have a working prototype of their magic machine that harvests energy from my
Kurzweil's
eyes.
Maybe Kurzweil's got two of them in his eyeballs right now.
I bet he does.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I bet he has Google's and Sony's in one in each eye.
To compare and contrast.
He just wants to know which one's the best. He's just blinking his way through life. Like,
if you have two of the same ones in each eye, you can broadcast 3D to 3D TVs.
Oh,
not
that's
that
good.
Anybody cares.
No. Sony wants that to really work.
Yeah.
The only one.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? Is this something you want in your eye? And is this okay that people can do this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this something that worries you?
It's
I don't
wrong.
Think about it much, but when I do think about it, it kind of spooks me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the real problem, is like, for the average person, this is not something that we think about every day. But it's something that really affects our lives.
It absolutely does. It absolutely affects our lives.
And we should be thinking about it more, but it's boring business shit. And it's hard to, I would rather think about balloons.
I mean, let's think about balloons.
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys, let us know.
When you think about a balloon, and I say, well, we're going to talk about
this
in a second.
I would like to know what your coolest and most boring dreams were lately.
Yeah.
I would love to know that. You know where you could leave that? I know tweets are hard because they're only 140 characters. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Yeah, but the best place to leave it is go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Yeah.
Wherever you may listen to this podcast. Google Music. We're on Google Music now.
What?
Yeah, did you know that? Nobody does because it's Google
Music.
Can
I get that in my eyes?
Not yet, but it would be more likely it's going to be in your ears.
I don't want it in my ears.
But go to wherever you listen to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating.
Yeah, that 5 stars actually really helps the show because people can find it that way. It makes people think that we're doing something worthwhile.
Suckers. And then it's going to ask you to write a review. Don't write a review.
No one reads those reviews. It's a waste of your time.
The only people that read the reviews are me and Jeff, and we would rather hear in the review space what was your coolest and most boring dreams recently.
Amazing.